Opening bell on Wall Street, a more moderate start this morning compared to yesterday. The Dow's up 78 points. S&P's actually down 14, so we've got a mixed start this morning. It's now time for our stock update with Pablo Spenagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pablo, as you said last week, you turned out to be right. Wall Street having its best week of the entire year. And of course, yesterday's big news about the vaccine sent the stock markets skyrocketing, but this latest bull market has to end eventually, as you always like to say. Nothing grows to the moon.
Right, and maybe we're seeing the NASDAQ kind of come down to earth a little bit, but you know, for all of our listeners out there, gas is headed up, so you might want to go fill up your tank. Nothing stays down forever either. But you know, it's kind of true, Wall Street and the media's motto is, hurry up, Bob, buy before you miss this rally. But most investors, you know, got to curb their enthusiasm. Wall Street winners, after this vaccine, they'll be, of course, returning to a pre-COVID world if we get this vaccine to work. Again, travel and energy made huge gains yesterday, and the stay-at-home stocks, the Nasdaq, are down again today. And again, you know, investors should listen to Dr. Copper.
All right. Who is Dr. Copper?
Well, he's a very reliable economic indicator, Dr. Copper, Bob. He has a PhD in economics because of his ability to predict turning points in the global economy. The demand for copper and the price of copper is a reliable indicator on the economic health of it, basically the economy and also the markets. Again, Dr. Copper is everywhere. It's in homes, factories, electronics, power generation, you know, even the Green New Deal, right?
All right, so what's Dr. Copper telling us?
You see with housing prices, they continue to move higher. Copper prices and demand is very high, and again, the price has been increasing. Again, it helps the economy. That's what we're seeing. Of course, the new green dealers can't deny it. Electric cars require, Bob, 180 pounds of copper. You know, of course, that damages the environment, right? That'll throw them into a tizzy. Again, same goes for solar panels. They require, you know, zero emission enthusiasts have all those things. So I want to do solar panels, and of course, where are they going to be putting all those trillions of dollars of cash, right?
Now, speaking of trillions, you haven't mentioned the $27 trillion deficit, which continues to go up. And this just this year, obviously, our government deficit spending added another $3 trillion. Next year, when Washington pushes a new stimulus bill, the only thing we'll be wondering is, are we looking at $2 or $3 or maybe $4 trillion of dollars of additional debt?
Bob, you know as well as I do, the ever-growing debt is not sustainable. Washington will kick the can down the road, and that's what Wall Street likes. Of course, they're cheering the market gains today. And again, all investors need to do is enjoy the ride and listen to Dr. Copper.
All right. Very good. Will the American people get this election right?
They might get it right. Let's hope so. Again, Dr. Fauci will be on with CNBC earlier today, again, at 12 o'clock. Again, we've been investing in biotech for this effective vaccine, and despite the chaotic election week, Bob, it's like Groundhog Day, you know, it's like Gore versus Bush. Again, we'll see that the United States is truly the beacon of this world. Again, we've already seen the election results. We don't want socialism, Bob. Even California, liberal California, voted for capitalism with a Proposition 22 allowing ride-sharing services continue to act as independent contractors. The big loser in this election, Bob, are the media and the polling services. Americans have gotten a lot more skeptical the last week. And again, the latest results are showing a very tight race. But again, we're all skeptical of what's going to happen. And again, those are two segments of the economy that have not, or segments of the society that have not done well, the media and the polling services.
All right, very good, Pablos. And throughout this pandemic, you've tried to stay very positive and say that we're always opportunities for investors. It's definitely what your clients need to hear from you, obviously. Hope and a plan. So how can our listeners reach you and your team?
Well, you can reach us here this morning, 828-4068, or you can go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. I gave some optimistic reviews and thoughts with Jeffrey Candelari this last Saturday, so we've taped that show, and I was on with TJ yesterday. And lastly, when I mentioned securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. All of our listeners, Bob, stay positive. I know it's hard to, but try to do it.
All right. Thanks to you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week. Let's get